Wir haben jetzt heute dann auch einen Gast hier, der uns informieren wird über Situation AKW in Indien. Und dazu bitte ich euch beide ins Mikrofon. Ich bitte euch auch, stellt euch bitte selber vor. Das haben wir vorhin jetzt, das haben wir vorhin jetzt verabredet, dass wir das jetzt heute hier auch live machen. Bitte.
Guten Morgen. My name is Kumar Sundaram. I'm an anti-nuclear activist and researcher from India. I'm based in New Delhi.
Hallo, ich bin ein Anti-Atom-Aktivist und Forscher aus Indien, Neu-Delhi.
I'm very, very extremely happy to be here today and to be part of your protest. Whenever I'm in Germany, I feel like countries like ours have a lot to learn from you. Germany has a long history of anti-nuclear protests, and today I'm in a protest which has been continuing for several decades. Every month you gather here and speak against nuclear power. Similarly, I have seen protests in Japan. After Fukushima, every Friday evening they have protests. In India, we...
Kuba ist sehr froh, hier zu sein. Er freut sich, wenn er in Ländern ist wie Deutschland, wo eine lange Geschichte im Kampf gegen die Atomkraftwerke ist, wie auch hier dieser Sonntagsspaziergang findet schon seit Jahrzehnten statt. Und auch in Japan gibt es regelmäßige Proteste. Jeden Freitag sind da Proteste.
Yeah, so first of all, I'd like to extend and express solidarities from the Indian anti-nuclear movement and salute to this spirit of the German friends. In India, even after Fukushima, it's one of the few countries which have very ambitious nuclear expansion plans. So in India, we have also very massive and strong anti-nuclear movements.
Also solidarische Grüße von der Anti-Atom-Bewegung in Indien. Wir müssen mir im Zweifel helfen. In Indien gibt es auch... Versteht ihr es alle, dann spare ich es mir. Irgendjemand ein bisschen eine Hand zucken, dann sparen wir uns das.
In India, we have a government which is going ahead and it has massive and very ambitious nuclear expansion plans. But the anti-nuclear movement in India is not a movement of urban middle class who are informed about radiation. It's actually a movement of villagers and farmers and fisherfolk who do not want nuclear power plants and mining and waste depositories to come up in their vicinity. So it's more of a movement of weaker section of the Indian society. The urban middle class is obsessed with development. They want lots of energy. They want India to have economic growth. So when we talk about Indian anti-nuclear movement, I see the landscape, the social economic landscape is slightly different. And the government also, like you have police here, but they are relatively polite. In India, the police and the government acts very, very vindictively and violently against the anti-nuclear movement. So you have regular arrests, you have police shooting at the protesters who are thoroughly peaceful. You have police arresting thousands of farmers and fisherfolk. And anti-nuclear activists in India are branded anti-national. So it's in relatively difficult situation that we are fighting in India. And hence, learning from the German experience is very important. Although we totally understand that even after the official announcement, the German government has not stopped export of nuclear technology. So even though they say by 2022 they will shut down all reactor here, it does concern us because parts of technology, including softwares, goes to India. And it will be used in the upcoming Indian nuclear power plants. So I think all our struggles are linked, and we have to support each other in this struggle for a nuclear-free, radiation-free world. Thank you so much. Solidarity is again.
Okay, thank you.